Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Greetings, adventurers. You are joining us for a mailbag episode. Michael's still in Japan, so we had to figure out something to do. So we're doing a mailbag episode.
Yeah.
And we've just been like shooting the shit and talking about stuff. And we're like, well, let's just like keep this energy going.
Yeah, you know? It's mailbag in name, but hangout chill zone.
Yeah. We've been talking about old commercials. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about old cartoons. Mm-hmm. You know, all the good and fun stuff.
How's everyone doing today?
Pretty all right.
So good.
I'm doing great.
Actually, just got really hungry, and I have chicken salad in my sandwich. Chicken salad in my fridge, so I'm gonna eat that whenever.
Yum.
Are you going to make it a sandwich or?
No, I'm just going to shovel it onto a cracker and then put it in my mouth.
That sounds
a little
delicious.
Buttery Ritz.
That's
like a
good.
Little rat.
Bachman, what do you think of that?
I love it, first of all. But
okay,
also,
I need to get that first. Now what else?
Okay.
I wanted to request that everybody docks their childhood selves with a local commercial jingle that one else would have heard.
I don't know.
I don't know any.
I don't know if I remember any.
Oh.
One of my friend's dad wrote them, though.
Come on down to the grass pad. The grass pad's high on grass.
Oh, that's incredible.
That's awesome. No, that's great.
That's a grass pad.
The grass pad is a Kansas City lawn company.
That's great.
That's awesome. I'm so glad that happened.
Oh, wow. That's so good. I wish I could remember anything like even close as good as that.
The Wagon Wheel Flea Market, I believe, had some good stuff, but it's not coming to mind right now.
There was a refrigerator company that'd be like, call 398, COLD 398, cold.
This is what I'm saying, though. Like, I feel like commercials used to be better.
New York City. New York City.
Okay. 108. What about this? CC's Pizza.
Yeah, you guys have CC's Pizza. It's the best pizza value anywhere. Kids don't have toy stores, they don't have dollar theaters, and they don't have goddamn CC's Pizza.
All they got is their damn iPad.
They just have a damn TikTok.
There was a local dealership, and they'd be like, Bride and Ford and Durand, we're closer than you think. And it was their mascot was just this guy who they called Scotty B. Ryden. And and so one time I did like a telethon. I answered phones for this telethon. Whoa. And this guy sits down next to me and I turn and he introduces himself as Scotty B. Ryden. And it was like Bride and Ford and Durand, we're closer than you think. And so he introduces himself and he's like, hi, I'm Scotty B. Ryden. And I'm like, you're closer than I thought.
Did he love it?
He's like, I'm going to fucking kill
know.
You.
He should have if he didn't.
I spilled his drink. I said, fuck you.
Oh,
fuck
damn.
I kicked
the
face.
I'm the big dick around here.
Well, I don't have a commercial story, but I did.
Then I don't want to hear it.
No,
Bob
I don't
Roman.
Have a commercial story. But I got on the local news one time, though, as a kid, because I went to go watch a comet in a big telescope, and they interviewed me on the news about seeing.
Man, it's big as hell.
I think I was in like third grade, and I was super excited about
it. What would Jennifer sound like at that age? And what
I don't even know what they asked me. I don't remember like at all. But
you're probably some nerd. I'm like,
actually
not a meteor.
But I do remember one of the like teacher's assistants the next day coming up and like, I'm sure in retrospect, jokingly asking me for my autograph. But at the time, I was like, okay, man. I was just like, they just like interviewed me on the news. I'm not like a real TV star.
I was on the news one time because. I don't know why we were there, but we were at like a Fabergé egg show and they were like filming they were filming it for the news, and I was like, I saw the camera and I just like was one of those kids that just walks back and forth behind the camera to try and get on TV.
Yes.
Hell yeah,
it was sick.
I was in the newspaper because I went and saw Batman Begins.
Oh And did they interview about it?
No, it's just there.
We're just there.
Well, the only time I've been on TV that I know of is for my great state sanctioned TV out there in China.
Whoa, you got a TV in China?
Yeah, local news in China, Fuzhou.
For like what? How did that? I mean, I know you weren't there to do Christian stuff.
No. yeah, I don't know, man. I think we like sang "Our Heart Will Go On" by Celine Dion.
Oh my god!
And they interviewed us or something like that.
Like, look at these weird American children.
No, everyone in China was obsessed with that song. So we so I was a junior in high school ish. So that would have been like 2002, 2003, many years after Titanic.
Yeah, that's a little, but that makes sense though. You know, things move to other places a little slower.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So while I didn't see the broadcast, and maybe they were being very hurtful, to me, it happened. It was good.
They liked it.
Yeah.
But people did ask questions, so I guess we should answer some of them.
I guess. Death by Kitten asks, what's your favorite soup?
Oh my gosh.
Mm.
My favorite soup?
I feel like you have to go.
Nika, I almost want you to go last, because what you're going to say is going to be so crazy. Okay. Hers is like just a bowl of nails, man. No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say a classic homemade chicken noodle. I think it's good all the time.
That's not crazy.
It always soothes you. It feels good. But if I have to go crazy,
you don't have to.
I'm going
to
go with a lobster bisque.
Oh.
I love a lobster bisque.
Nick Bristow. Is it Nick Bristow?
Yes.
Who doesn't like soup, but he only likes lobster bisque?
Yeah, that is.
And we're like grilling him on it. And to see his face kind of get uncomfortable, it's like, I don't like broth.
like, he's just gonna have to admit that he doesn't like broth.
Yeah, and then we kind of joked about like what would happen if he got New England clam chowder versus Manhattan clam chowder, or the opposite. Or
clam chowder.
And I agree. Fuck. Hey, can we just say it? Like, let's take a stance.
Yeah.
Fuck Manhattan clam.
Who's
chowder.
Who's eating that shit?
Get out of here. Go fuck
clams
yourself.
Clams and tomatoes? Nah.
No.
I mean, I guess clamato exists, but
that's
I don't
kind
like
of
that
like Maryland crab soup, which I thought was the same as cream of crab, like a crab
chowder.
Right,
or like a sheet crab stew.
What the fuck are you guys saying?
It's not. It's like a fucking like vegetable beef, but instead of beef, it's crab.
Did you guys just have AI generate a bunch of soups? Because I don't think these
are. I feel like you've done that before.
I honestly do love soup a lot, which is why like this is actually a very difficult question for me.
Yeah.
Because there's what is my favorite soup to that I make, and there's what do I want to order out. And I feel like a good clam chowder or lobster bisque, I'm never going to make that in my home. But I love to enjoy one.
Well,
out.
If you order soup out and it's not a little bit kicked up, what the
then
heck?
Then what are you doing?
What are you doing?
But I like to make a good potato. I think I make a very good potato corn chowder.
Jennifer makes extremely good soup, so my favorite soup is whatever one she just made.
But wait, which one of my soups do you like the best, though, actually?
I don't know. I think it's probably just whichever one you just made.
That's not I need specifics.
Which soup that Jennifer makes is absolute dog
shit.
Yeah,
what sucks?
It's just fucking
I think you
bad.
Did beef one.
I have definitely beefed a soup. I made one way too salty by accident one time because I used too much ham hock in a bean soup, and it was like,
oh, that one was rough.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I had to like make double the beans in another pot and like mix them together.
Yeah, that was the worst soup, but it's only the worst soup when Jennifer agrees it's the worst soup. She's made like chili too spicy a few times. But,
yeah.
You know, that's not a big deal. You get over it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Do you guys like a real spicy chili or
no?
Oh, let me get you my chili recipe.
Oh yeah, I'm always looking for a chili recipe.
Let's hear it, brother.
You'll fucking love it. I have to go get it.
My favorite soup is chicken soup for the soul. Thank you.
Oh my god.
I gotta get Zuppa Toscana recipe.
Oh, that shit is so good. I love Zuppa Toscana.
Yeah, anytime you put like just sausage in a soup.
Yeah, true.
I like a creamy soup. Yes.
All soup. You know what I'm saying? Because like I think in my mind, my favorite soup is and always will be clam chowder because it's the most consistent soup that I like.
Tim has a thing where he gets different canned clam chowders to try.
Yeah, I have given that up lately because there's not that many.
And they're probably not that good.
No, they're not that good.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know why you're doing this, but all right.
Because I'm always trying to capture my goddamn... I'm always trying to capture something, right? I'm trying to, like Moses, trying to get some goddamn water joy out of this rock.
I'm gonna beat this rock. But here's a little tip for those of you out there. So I make a really good potato corn chowder, and if you put put some goat cheese in that bad boy, ooh, it's so good.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
I cook bacon, and then I in the bacon grease cook onions, and then put in chopped potatoes with chicken broth. Cook that. Pour in corn. Add dairies, cheeses, sour creams, whatever. Mm. That's it. It's good.
Yeah. I think when I first moved to St. Louis the first time, like 14 years ago or more, whatever, what is time, I was still on food stamps. So I would, me and my brother and his wife would just go through the Bon Appetit recipe book and like make stuff. And I think the split pea soup he made out of that thing was just about the best fucking soup I've ever had in my life. My brother's like a really good cook, and I bet that
I still remember the clam chowder that he made from that cookbook, and it was good as hell.
That's probably my favorite as well. Oh, great timing.
Brought us back with a soup recipe.
I came back with a soup recipe.
Hell yeah.
I'm just going to dump this in Twitch chat, and you guys can
be sure to say it out loud for the
millions. You need to read every fourth teaspoon of seasoning.
6 cloves garlic.
Hell yeah.
Just like in the pot?
That already hurt my tummy. Ouchies.
Well, it's a big pot. It's like you put this. We did make this in like a slow cooker. Like, you know, it's...
But it's the garlic.
That would still hurt my tum-tum.
Well, let's take it out.
Let's take it out.
1 pound ground beef, 1 pound pork.
Oh, no, I'm out.
What? Shut up.
There's beans in this? Yeah.
What's all this wet stuff?
This soup is so wet.
You get those like those packages of, like the 3 color peppers. You can get them all separate, like half of like all the colors.
Yeah.
And then 2 medium onions, 2 cans of kidney beans, 2 cans of stewed tomatoes. But we use the fire roasted ones.
Yeah, that's good.
Let's go.
Yeah, you gotta.
I think this soup would kill Nika, which is cool.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
2 cans of sauce, 1 can of paste.
Mm,
This says 3/4 teaspoon crushed red pepper. We usually just do a little bit less than that because of the kiddos.
Yeah.
3 teaspoons of salt.
Pussy.
1 teaspoon of cumin. 2 tablespoons of chili powder.
Yeah.
1 teaspoon of black pepper. 1 cup of brown sugar.
That's a big thing.
So
it's a big pot.
This is chili, right? Not clam chowder, because I'm so confused.
Yeah, where's the clam? clams.
Oh my god.
A lot of beef
sweet
in this clam
chowder. That sounds very bad.
So you can increase that crushed red pepper if you want a little spicier. Mm. But like, and then there's, and then add some basil to it. But like,
oh,
it's a little bit of a sweeter chili. It's still a little spicy, but it's like, it's good. Every year.
Delicious.
How about put the folks that put beer in their chili? What do you guys think of that?
I don't feel like it ever does like what I want it to.
Can we sound off? Hey, Texas, shove it up your ass. Fucking
yeah, I like beans, bitch. Like, I don't want
they don't
meat
think
only
chili has beans.
Texas, you think you're special?
Yeah, kill yourself, fool. Get out of here.
Hey, beans, get
out
of
here.
From North Carolina, I say, get the fuck out of here. Hey. You like beans in our chili.
Zupa the beans.
Our barbecue's better, bitch.
That's so true.
Okay, that's not true. Let's just...
then Texas.
We're
then
just
Texas.
Gonna...
Then Texas.
I think Texas is better than North Carolina. No. I'm so sorry. I think North Carolina
Thumbs
has the
down.
Most trash barbecue. I don't like your...
I won't hear...
Hey, how about you go fuck yourself? That's not true.
I don't like
I'll
your...
fucking kill
this
you.
This is the most... Blah, blah. This is a tough time for our friendship right now.
David, can you edit in gun noises?
We're kidding each other.
This is why I don't like to talk barbecue because I have strong preferences. Because
you're fucking crazy.
Well, but honestly, to be fair though, I grew up in North Carolina, so I have a preference to North Carolina barbecue.
Exactly.
That's what I like.
All right,
Nika,
I grew up in Kansas
this?
City, so
go
I
off.
Have a preference to... No, I... No,
do,
I can't.
Do you like brisket more? Or are you...
No, I want you to go off.
I love... It's all the sauce. It's all sauce. I really love... I love a Texas barbecue because they've got a great rub and a great smoke. Mm. They do the meat really well, but their barbecue sauce sucks ass. It is the worst. Kansas City has the best barbecue sauce because
so you can mix and match.
Yes, yeah, I like to do that. I do like just Kansas City meat and everything, but I do not like vinegar. I don't know why you're putting so much vinegar on everything.
I love vinegar.
No, not on my barbecue. My meat needs to be slathered in sweet molasses, paprika, ketchup sauce.
It is like really interesting because I feel like in North Carolina, there's a lot of like foods with vinegar in them, like in general, like greens, like always, like you just pour fucking vinegar
yes.
on that shit. And
so we do that.
And lots
like,
of pickled stuff.
Floating like, salads. You guys have that where it's cucumber and onion,
oh,
but it's just
yes,
in
yes, yes,
sweet
yes.
vinegar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of
floating
that.
Floating salad. What is this, Babylon?
Yeah, North Carolina barbecue. There's actually two, someone in the chat was asking specifically. There's Western and Eastern style sauce. Eastern is more vinegar and Western is more sweet.
That's me.
So technically I should like the Western because that's where I'm from, but I like both. I like them combined. I like vinegar and it's like very watery. Like it's literally just like kind of a vinegar.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Sweet. No.
No.
I didn't even get barbecue when I was home last.
Sauce should just be like, honey.
St. Louis has better barbecue than Kansas City now because
that's a
because Pappy's Pappy's will go there and
this
win,
is so
brother.
Good.
Pappy's will go there and
wow.
win,
wow,
brother.
Wow,
guys, we have to talk about something different. The barbecue is going to tear us apart.
No.
We should get Pappy's next time, though.
We should
yeah,
get Pappy's.
When
next
Jane
time.
Visited, we did
get up early and let's go.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, we went on like a fucking Thursday.
Yeah, it was the day. It was like I got a tattoo and then I went and ate barbecue.
Oh
awesome.
Shit. We should do that sometime.
Yeah, go get a tattoo and then eat barbecue.
Yeah.
White Morph asks, describe your character as a movie. What would they be? Describe your character as a movie. What would
Whoa.
They be?
Like a type of movie or a specific movie?
It's, you go with God, you know. Don't limit yourself. Chuck would be Father of the Bride because so many antics get in there. Screech is Martin Short in it, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, sure, at this point, Rourke isn't getting married, but there's so many antics that Steve Martin gets up to in there. You know, I don't remember them, so apologies if it don't age well, but that's where I'm at. Your guys' turn. Also, he'd be the father in it.
I'm gonna fucking cheat.
Okay.
I'm looking up Batman. What I've searched on IMDb recently.
Bog was like, there's a certain movie that seems a little bit interesting to my character. It's called Batman.
I just got to the part in One Piece with Soga King where like Usopp is like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Where Usopp like leaves the group, and then he wants to help still, and so he goes and like creates a fake persona, but it's still clearly him. And there's been One Piece movies, so that counts.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Nika, Jennifer.
What's a movie where someone's a real like shithead in the beginning and becomes less of a shithead over time?
The Bible.
Or like maybe they're like kind of. Okay, I didn't like really absorb what you said, to be honest, because I was still trying to think of like a movie.
Where they suck in the beginning, every Hallmark movie? I feel like Celine, all right, you making a face. I feel like Celine is absolutely the main for every Hallmark. She's a big city sorcerer, and she goes to a small town, and she has to rediscover her love of not being a fascist.
Okay, you're actually not super wrong, and that does kind of piss me off, because I was trying to think of, like, horror stuff, because that's what I like, but you're probably right. That is, like, probably more accurate. Mm-hmm.
Celine's story has most of the ingredients of a Hallmark Christmas movie.
Yes.
Yeah, like truly, that is honestly very, very true. Yeah, she's like a big city like business lady, and yeah. Then goes out to the country. She's on a business trip and her car breaks down and she's in this small town and she's like, I hate this. But then it's like, actually, maybe I'll stay here and not go back.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah,
I was doing.
Somebody's got a fucking reindeer milking factory in Rhinefurs.
Yes.
We were just in Herman Moe to tattoo, which I'll stand up on stream in a second to show. And we drove by it fast and Jennifer went by it early, but it's like, clearly this like tavern or bed and breakfast that was like as featured in The Reindeer Sucker on the Hallmark channel.
It was like you could tell it was like in some Hallmark movie.
Yeah,
her memories are very cute. I got so many good things in the antique shops there.
Here's my tattoo. Watch out, gang. Oh, here I come. Here Ooh. I come. Let me get my ass.
Tim, your ass is on the microphone.
Oh, what if I ripped it right now?
Oh, put your hand behind your tattoo so it'll focus.
Yeah. Yeah. I did it earlier.
You're playing Screaming Twister.
Is that good? Was that good?
Yeah, I actually, at the antique shop, I found a New Japan Pro Wrestling shirt at one of the Herman, Missouri antique shops, so I bought that shit.
Let's go.
That's amazing.
And I got some cool framed needlepoint that was old and cool looking, and an antique serving tray that had the state of Missouri on it.
Cool.
In a cool way.
Nika, what's your answer?
I think it's Juno minus the teenage pregnancy.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Well, who's okay? Wait. Okay. What?
Supportive dad who like supports her but doesn't really like the choices that she's making.
So like the first 20 minutes of Juno.
No, but just
the
like,
rest of that movie is fucked.
I don't really remember a lot about Juno, honestly.
Though the guy tries to fuck her.
No, but that's not her dad.
Right, it's a different dad.
That's the other. That's different.
Mika's talking about
Juno's dad.
I'm talking about the movie.
But it's like Sean is bad though because the lady gonna get divorced and then
yeah. Hashtag.
Well, damn, now you're making me think not that movie. Wow.
But you're right. There's so few movies that have good dads in them.
Yeah. It's gotta
Father
be
the Bride.
It's not a. It can't be a movie. It's gotta be a sitcom show.
Mm.
Like how to date? What was it? How to Date My Teenage Daughter? You're John Ritter.
Okay.
I vaguely remember that one. Yeah.
Look Who's Talking To.
That's a movie.
That is a movie.
3 Men and a Baby Too.
There's a ghost in that movie. 3 Men and
There's
a Baby
not.
Too.
There's not. Do you know what it is?
What?
It's not a cardboard cutout.
It is a cardboard
no,
cutout
it is
from a
not.
Scene. They, yes, it is.
It is not a cardboard
it's
cutout.
It's a scene that was cut, and it's what's his nuts, Steve Guttenberg or Dan Housen
no,
or whatever.
No, it doesn't even look like him.
Shut up. This has been Snopes. This is like the fucking urban legend from when we were 14, and it's been Snopes.
It's like,
hell.
Did you know that one of the Munchkins hung himself in the back?
You could see it.
That
brother.
Literally used to be like
it's still there. Hey, you know what? I'll tell you this much. I you know, I believe a little bit in the power of suggestion. I don't necessarily believe in quote-unquote hypnosis, but hey, I think you can drop some information in someone's brain, and then that's the like a song. It's like, oh, it sounds like this. Boom. It always sounds like this to you. But in Aladdin, I absolutely heard Aladdin say, good teenagers take off their clothes.
That was such an, like a...
Yeah.
Is that what you call an urban legend, I guess?
That's not... No, it's... we have the tape. I have a VCR.
Play the tape.
Get the mic right up there.
And I've gone back and played it. It's absolutely in there.
Definitively, on the cover of The Little Mermaid, there is a dick.
Yeah, there's a dick. And then also, and wasn't the there a thing where the stars are like fireflies say sex or something?
The clouds in the
Lion
King.
It does not say SFX. It's sex.
Like, come on, you think we're stupid?
And that's why the Disney animation team needs to all be fired.
Absolutely.
Because, like, they put that stuff in there, and these Marvel movies, they look great and not like shit now. So, like, you know, they don't look like doo-doo ass, and it's not blurry and doo-doo, and it fucking sucks. So,
But what's your point?
I
was going to say, I'm lost.
I'm lost. I don't know.
Because it sounded like you're like, the Disney people are bad, but also Marvel's pretty good.
No, because everyone talks about how bad the Marvel CG looks because they don't pay them enough. And what I'm saying is, no, fire them because they put sex in Lion King. Oh,
okay. So they don't just,
There should be zero scenes in the Ant-Man movie that are in focus. That's my opinion.
You all look like shit.
I don't think that's that big of a deal. Do you guys want to do a D&D one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm looking for this TikTok where a guy asks Alexa to fart for him.
I mean, I'll wait. I mean, I like that.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Goblin in him and skin. Okay, as a new DM, how fell into it as players? How do you do a table talk with your GM and express your triggers and concerns?
Oh, a consent form. A consent form.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, it's interesting because, like, this is something we've kind of, Tim and I have, like, we've, like, kind of talked about, like, existing. And it's so, we've never used anything like that in our game because we've, like, known each other a long time and it just has, like, not come up. But yeah, I feel like especially if you're playing with people you don't know super well.
Homies inherently have, like, a quote-unquote X card. It's shut the fuck up, bro. And things of that nature. But when you don't know said homies, you know, have a little bit of a ye old session zero. And if it is something that's totally fine, which it probably is, right? But even if, like, you kind of describe, you there's a hint in the rest of your question that is embarrassed is maybe not the right word, but trepidation, because it's not, let's say, inherently typical, maybe is the word I'm looking for. You can play it off like, hey, I know it's weird, but no feet stuff. And then they would laugh, and then yeah. And if it was your buddies, I don't know how to do it with randos. That's a tough one.
What if you're like, hey,
I think just mention to your DM.
That's also true.
Yeah, just like talk to your DM directly.
Yeah, I feel like talking to the DM is very important. Is as far as like you know what you're cool with happening to your character. Like I feel like Michael always talks to us before like a big character thing will happen. Like,
I'm gonna fucking kill you.
But I was going to make a joke and say you could also, in the like, expectation setting, be like, you know, if you want to throw some feet stuff in, just do it.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't like feet stuff, say that, but also if you want it.
And there's also certain times where, like, I don't like feet stuff from randos, but once I get to know my homies, then it's feet stuff city.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, if, I know I've guessed it on streams before that it's like a, application is too strong for a word, but it's basically like, hey man, let me know stuff, click off all that good stuff. And if this is okay with you, then go with the Lord. Four or Five Wits asks, I'm curious, obviously without knowing where Michael is going to take the story, where do y'all think the campaign 2 is heading? Are there locations your characters know about you'd really like to go? How can we incorporate wrestling in a campaign 2 now? LOL. Well, we already have.
Dude. Right? Well, I mean, I think that the not to get like spoilery, but I feel like we gotta go to that capital soon.
That's not
yes. I guess, yeah, but well, if someone's listening to this and they're not, like, caught up on...
Don't listen to this.
I mean...
Also, that's, even out of context, that's, like, not really...
It's fine. Yeah, it's not a big deal. But no, I think we... Selene obviously has business in the capital, so...
I mean, like, every... Like, if it's a D&D campaign where a capital exists, you're going to go to it.
You gotta go to the capital.
It's Chekhov's capital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, totally. But, like, well, I feel like both Selene and Screech, like, literally have, like, people there. That they, you know, that's kind of was their home base previously.
Yeah, I mean, surprise, surprise, I've lost the thread on Screech, but you're probably right.
You made it almost a year. You know, it's so long.
I took some notes. I still know where that notebook is, and that's the best that I can say.
Like, what more do you want from me, okay?
Hey, get out of me.
That's all we could ask.
But yeah, I mean, like, but for Chuck, does Chuck have any, like... You know, unsettled business other places.
Oh,
like,
there's so much unsettled business, baby.
Because, like, how long has Chuck been in Rhymeford?
We haven't really said, per se, to keep it vague, right?
Right.
We don't want to, like...
Well, that's, yeah, you don't have to answer exactly. But, like, presumably he lived somewhere else before.
Yeah, I mean, Chuck left right around the time that Rourke was, like, a toddler. Right. So whenever the Mage Wars were, that's around then. That's when he left. He left right around either the end of the Mage Wars or right before the end of the Mage Wars. And that's when he skedaddled. So he left that life behind. So, you know, I remember talking to Michael with some things and offering up. I think there's a concept I've talked about before where when you make a character, you give your DM different knives to use, meaning like, here's my backstory. And then here's all these potential things that you can use in your overarching story to use. And they're, you know, the person that I read on Reddit or wherever described them as knives because they're explicitly story beats to get emotional points out of you. So, like, you know, one of the things that we haven't really touched on much is like Rourke's mom, because it's that's like a floating potential. We haven't really touched on how Chuck got out or like what the ramifications were therein. You know, if like he would, like, it's been so long, would anyone even recognize him? Like, he has tattoos that suggest he was a, you know, important enough, but there's probably 100 people with those tattoos.
I mean, like, presumably, so, 1,000
people with those tattoos.
Chuck still has like family / friends of some sort out
there. Absolutely. You know, there's a non-zero chance that Chuck does have, you know, parents and brothers and younger brothers, things of that nature. But
to
me,
actual children,
maybe
I'll kill them.
What? We're like bristling like a cat. Like,
I come downstairs. Rourke is covered in blood and hair as she ate the other young.
I am sole heir.
But yeah, I like there's I've said it before, but another way is like stuff my character knows. And I know there's stuff my character knows that I do not know. There's stuff that I know that my character knows does not know. And there's stuff that my DM knows that neither my character or myself know. So I like to come up with framework and then be like, here's a couple ideas, yada, yada, yada. Here's things that I think are interesting, but I don't have answers to them. So that's kind of how I approach Chuck. But I also approach Chuck as like, He's the old guard, and you guys are the new guard. So like his story stuff should be background to your stuff.
I do something similar where there's stuff that Michael doesn't know, you guys don't know, and I don't know either.
Yeah, that's so good.
Nobody knows it.
Yeah,
Nika, do you have any thoughts on the question posed?
Oh yeah, like where would Rourke want to go? I feel like Rourke would like want to travel, like see stuff, right?
I think Rourke wants to see everything and just like do whatever. And I don't know, in the back of my mind, I feel like Rourke is somehow feeling like she has control over death because she's died and come back. So she's like, death has no consequence. I can do whatever. I can control death. She's got some necromancy. She's got Stephanie that she's hanging around.
This feels like such a interesting madhouse mirror reflection of like Michael's opinion on the revivify spell that it has now warped your brain so much. I have to go full sicko mode now that I came back to life.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's going to backfire or if it's like, it's either perfect or it's going to avalanche into who knows what. But I'm loving it from where I'm sitting now.
Rourke just wants to, Rourke is just, maybe she's Cyndi Lauper in the music video Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Oh, that's so Rourke's vibe.
Yeah.
But it's like Rourke, like, attacking people, like that's what the background is. It's like a fan cam, but it's Rourke like punching people and stabbing them.
Gotta give it up that none of us mentioned anything about the main plot of the show.
Mine is essentially, what are you saying? Because something's going on with my family and I want to go back there.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you saying?
Yeah, somebody would have to give me a refresher on what the plot is, so we don't have time for that.
Like, you said it so obliquely that I wasn't quite sure what you meant.
What do you mean?
Because you're like, I don't want to talk about spoilers, but I want to go to the Capitol.
Oh, no. I want to go to the Capitol because that's what my family. Well, because I was going to go into it. It's like, I feel like, so, like, when I think of, like, Chuck, like, I'm sure you know, like, a gajillion people. I think this.
Everyone knows me. I'm a big deal.
But I feel like Selene actually does not have a huge social circle because she knows her family, and then she knows people from, like, school, basically, from the OT and training and stuff. And I would imagine that she only got, like, superficially close to those people. So I don't think that, like, Selene has, like, friends. I don't think she has, like, friends, you know? Like,
yeah.
Are we Selene's friends?
Hey, you have friends.
I think that you guys are, like, Selene's first, like, actual friends. Because I think it's, like, in my mind, I just see it as Selene, like, you know, it's not like she, like, never talked to anyone, but it was just kind of like, oh, we had a class together and we talked, and then like when the next year moved on, then you know, other people.
I do got something. I think I'm struggling to figure out how Screech is going to become an objectively good person, and maybe he just doesn't. He shouldn't have had money, and he didn't handle it well, and I don't think that, like, I think right now his only goal is to get money again, so that's not really growth. And so maybe he just doesn't. I don't know.
Well, but, like, do you have to? Because I don't really feel like I see Celine necessarily becoming a good person. I think she's going to become a better person than she was in some ways. But, like, I don't have any real intention of, like, I just don't see that for her, you know?
It's the desire to, like, have like, my character's story take that turn is, like, always so strong. And you have to, like, fight. I feel like I'm constantly fighting against it.
Mm-hmm.
Ray on Tap says Screech grew in his view of magic.
That's true.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's more accepting of magic.
That's true.
I also kind of see, like, this crew more explicitly, like, being cool with being in the margins.
Right? Yeah,
like,
totally.
We're obviously not bad, but I feel like in the past we were more explicitly heroic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, Eludra was literally a queen, you know, and Rourke, I mean, not Rourke, oh my gosh, Rowan. Like, still, like, attached to that whole, like, system. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Rowan was a little bit of a piece of shit, but not like Celine is. Not like, so Rowan was, like, a lazy, like, piece of shit. Celine is a liar.
Yeah.
And a manipulator.
Yeah.
It's not like she knows how to be, so. She uses, you know, does she use her powers for evil or good? Who can say?
Yeah. I mean, good.
Mostly good now, but I'm not like angsting over making the moral choice.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, because
whereas, like, Eludra would, and I think that Rowan even would deep down feel guilty about it. Celine doesn't have that same,
yeah,
like, you know, fight going on inside of her.
This one is fun from Kim Caddies. Hey, what's up? Not about anything related to the show, but who is the most beautiful person you have ever met IRL? Jennifer.
You have to have a real answer.
Okay.
I actually saw this earlier and I was like trying to think, like, who is the most beautiful person I've
ever
seen?
My mom.
Aww.
This is not the right answer, but, like, it's upped due to proximity. I did improv 101 class with an extremely attractive girl. You know, probably not the most attractive person I've ever met and interacted with, but, like, obviously banging and hot. But the reason why it comes to the forefront is it was improv 101, so it's the most awkward time. And we had to do a fucking exercise where you basically just stand and stare into each other's eyes and communicate.
Wow.
And you
guys were paired up?
Yeah. And ooh, I'm nice. Not the best at eye contact. And, like, a girl who is, like, 3 inches taller than me, hot as hell.
Yes.
It was like, I'm in love. I'm in love.
Oh, no.
Are you in love with me?
Oh, no.
Are you in love with me? No? Okay.
Whenever we went to the D&D live event, I walked behind Deborah Ann Wohl, and she is absolutely beautiful. And, like, the sun was, like, kind of setting, and it was, like, golden hour on her hair, and she was just radiantly gorgeous. Ethereal.
That I bet you know what? I bet in the background all of the correct answers for us would be from the D&D.
Honestly, no, there were definitely some very attractive people there. I'm going to give a real inside baseball, but Tim, you'll know who I'm talking about. Do you remember my roommate from college, Keely?
Oh, yeah.
Truly, like, just, like, one of those people that's just, like, you, like, don't wear really makeup. Like, you don't really do anything to your hair. You're just, like, so naturally beautiful, like, at all times. And she, like, did, like, go do, like, a bunch of acting stuff.
Yeah.
And I still, like, follow her on Instagram, and I'll just be like, damn, you look like, she looks like an actress. Like, just a very beautiful person. And I was roommates with her for one semester.
Do you guys remember that story I told about meeting Scotty B. Ryden?
I fucking forget, man.
Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah, there you go.
Hell yeah. Some of our, like,
I thought you were going to say that hot dentist you had.
Oh my god.
Have you seen him recently?
I haven't. I have a new dentist.
He started sucking his own dick.
I I think I like repressed it because otherwise I'd just be constantly jacking off.
Yeah,
no, I appreciate the reminder. Oh my God.
Yeah, I hope he's doing well out there.
I met a few like Swiss dudes in hostels in like Thailand and Vietnam and stuff. And I was like, wow, you might be the best looking person I've ever seen in my life. That's fucking crazy. Look at you.
How's this possible?
22 years young and shit like that. One of our friends, Betsy, she had one of her friends was a model. Was she on Top Model or something? But I don't remember. I remember she was at a St. Paddy's Day party with us, one of the early ones. And
I was probably drunk and I don't remember.
And I remember all of us boys being like,
wow, girl.
Also, I've said it before. Many of the people that I went to high school with were surprisingly attractive, and I didn't realize it until later.
Yeah, that I can confirm that that's correct.
Yeah.
Can't say the same for my high school.
Yeah, I've met some of them, and they are straight fucking busted. Wow. Let's enter the shotgun zone. So Okay. Everyone, clear your brain. These are going to be from Yoskith, Josh Bingaman. Favorite Minnesota mom casserole? And take that with the spirit that it's asked. Favorite casserole.
Say it again.
Favorite Minnesota mom casserole.
Like casserole dish.
You know.
My mom makes the best broccoli cheese casserole. It is so fucking good. It's got cream of mushroom and cream of chicken in it. Instant rice, cheese, broccolis, cheese on top. It's so good.
Yeah, that's... we do a... hash brown casserole that is the hash browns with some mayo, cream cheese, Velveeta regular cheese, and then you like put crumbled up chips on the top so it's crunchy, and then you bake it. Oh, it's so good.
Speak on that.
I want to try that
right
now.
I'm speaking in tongues.
Get a Carrie's family makes a couple of, like a sweet corn casserole and then like a sweet potato casserole that is just fucking candy. Love it.
Sweet potato casserole baked sweet potato stuff. That is candy.
Dessert.
It's just,
it's cheating. That's dessert.
Whenever I've had it not dessert, I've thrown it in whoever's face it was. Get out of here.
No. We have it not dessert. And then after dinner, there's still dessert.
Oh. No, it needs to be served at dinner.
Yeah.
It's next to my turkey and my green beans.
But you're basically like just getting the jump on dessert.
And then I'm going to eat a pumpkin pie that is one third as sweet as my sweet potato casserole.
Well, that's where you're fucking up because you should be getting the pecan pie that's all sugar.
That's all for you. I'm with Tim on pumpkin.
I'm going to go basic bitch and just like whatever that weird Midwest mom casserole is that is just like shredded chicken, Ritz crackers, cream of mushroom soup in the middle. Yeah, I have no fuck, but it's like, it's
like chicken casserole.
It's chicken casserole.
Because there's chicken pie and there's chicken casserole.
Yeah.
Chicken casserole has crackers on it.
Yeah.
My mom makes some bomb ass casseroles, honestly. She makes what she calls cheesy potatoes, which are like frozen hash browns mixed with like cream of mushroom, cream of chicken, and cheese and Ritz crackers on top and bake it. And it's all
that's
so good.
Very similar to our hash brown casserole.
Oh my God, I want to.
We just
right
mix
now,
in
actually.
A few separate, there's a few different things.
Jessica asks, favorite Taco Bell order go? Mine is two cheesy gordita crunches, unless I let Jennifer order first when she orders two cheesy gordita crunches, in which case I panic and order something worse.
Yeah, that's
why.
Because I get stressed.
Order four cheesy gordita crunches.
Like, you ever go, like, I would like,
you want.
I want two cheesy gordita crunches. I want two more cheesy gordita crunches.
Okay.
They'll judge me. I'm Scotty Too Hottie or whatever.
You're worried about what the people at the Taco Bell are thinking about him when they've seen everyone at their worst.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, it's Taco Bell. My ideal Taco Bell order would require us to go back in time because my number one Taco Bell item is the double-decker taco, which they no longer have. It's the best item. I always
think I like cheesy gordita crunch now.
I do love a cheesy gordita crunch, and I always get a bean burrito.
Ooh.
Always. Mm. So good.
I love a grilled steak soft taco. Preferably two grilled steak soft tacos. This is my old order, a steak quesarito and then a chicken quesadilla. But they don't have like the quesaritos anymore. And I have to like specialty make this grilled steak soft tacos because it's not just a soft taco, but with steak, it is a special soft taco.
Oh.
It has the avocado ranch sauce on it.
When you came over the other weekend and we ordered Taco Bell,
oh my God.
And it was like 2 a.m.
It was so late.
and I was like blasted drunk from the wrestling. I remember like lightly coming to as I opened up the most disgusting Taco Bell labia majora, and just like I was like had a moment of clarity, like this sucks. This is disgusting.
Oh my god.
You're so wrong, because like we were all also saying, oh my god, this saved our lives. If we hadn't eaten this Taco Bell, we would feel so bad.
I think I was being more, what's I'm looking for? This I was secreting myself. Oh, I'm not gonna feel bad after there's Taco Bell. I'm not gonna shit my
Me
bed.
And Nico were saying it sincerely.
No, that, yeah, I, for I real. Believe that.
That was a great time. I loved. I think waiting an hour and a half for fast food is comically long.
That was dad bed coded.
Yeah, that was wild of us to do that.
Did we answer that question?
No, Bachman hasn't said this.
Bachman.
No! I've been waiting patiently for my cheesy gordita crunch, my steak quesadilla, my chips and cheese.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah.
Taco Bell is the only place I'll get a Mountain Dew. I hate Mountain Dew, except for Taco Bell. It hits different.
No, I get that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just get the classic, not the Baja Blast.
Classic. Yeah, I don't fuck with any of the other Mountain Dews. And then you got to get a couple of cum balls.
Oh, those cum are balls so good.
Cum balls are good.
I got those for the first time whenever we did our content weekend. And I haven't gotten them again because I think if I eat them, I won't be able to stop.
Yeah, Bachman was there, so yeah. Joskef asks, how many beers? My answer is four or eight. Four if I'm trying to have a nice Tuesday and get drunk, and eight if I'm trying to party, baby.
I feel like three usually gets me in a real good spot.
No beers. I don't like beer. But if I have to drink, like if I've already drank beer and I'm drinking beer, let's go with maybe, can I say three?
You two? Say three. Three's perfect.
Two, yeah. Three?
I don't think you can say two. Thank you.
Okay, three.
Two's just enough to make you mad.
Yeah. Two is what I usually drink when we record, and then I get the eventual third like an hour later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I pretty much only ever do two beers. If I'm trying to get spicy, I'm doing a cocktail.
Sometimes we do sense. Beer to like help regulate. If I go to a wrestling show, I'm drinking beer.
Well, you got to.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, if I don't know, though, the one that we went to was really funny because you asked for a mixed drink and they gave just straight vodka in a cup.
They're like, you want this, right?
Wait, so I'm still confused about what you ordered because I thought that is what you ordered.
So it is, but they just gave the straight vodka, and in the cooler they have vodka sodas.
Like
you ordered the right thing, but they just gave you
the wrong.
Yeah.
I still have
They no like idea. Took it very literally and not we took like, it literally. The beverage.
We didn't have any idea what you're talking about. But maybe, you know, in hindsight, next time we go to the rock club in between two strip clubs, the nice one and the cool one, you know.
Yeah, honestly, is there a better, okay, we know that the best place to watch wrestling is the South Broadway Athletic Club in St. Louis, but the second best place is to watch it at a rock club between two strip clubs.
Yes, and we need to go to the strip clubs next time.
Honestly, I do feel like that was a great location for a wrestling show, and it was good.
Flip your hair to the right or the left when you're looking back at it? Which I'm only asking because I'm pretty sure that means when you're taking back shots.
Oh!
You look over your shoulder. I talk to Josh a lot, and so I don't always know.
Translating.
So I'm trying to.
Yeah.
Over my right shoulder.
You gotta go right.
Left.
I think so. Yeah. Over my left shoulder.
Left my shoulder?
Left shoulder. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Bachman, what do you do when you're getting fucked in the ass?
That's going to be my right shoulder.
Right shoulder. I'm a right shoulder.
I feel like it's like checking your blind spot. You
yeah.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got.
So
see.
Do you
flip to the left, look to the right.
Flip to the left.
Yeah,
look
I look
to
the right. Right. I would
look to the right, flip to my right, and then probably break my neck. And then politely, I would say, just take me to the hospital after.
How about this? Look underneath.
Oh, don't, you know, yeah. You
know,
like,
hello.
Between the legs.
Hello.
I've asked this question before. I don't know if I've asked it on the show, but like, do you think you can snap your own neck with just the force of your own neck muscles?
I know I can.
It doesn't. Like sometimes you just kind of test it. You just test the waters. I'm not.
You can't fuck yourself up because
That's the thing. Like, chiropractors, guys, please be very careful. Chiropractors.
It's not a real science.
It's, yeah, no, it's very dangerous. Be careful. Because, like, people, like, will, like, go, like, have, like, paralysis from fucking.
And if a
neck.
Chiropractor says he can do your vasectomy, don't do it. Not. Do not go to Dr. Dix.
Do not listen
go
to him.
Go to Dr. Dix for chiropractory. Go to Dr. Bax for your dick stuff. All right?
Dr. Neck.
Oh,
a Dead Chicken asks, how do y'all feel about the good folks of Mineford at the hands of the corrupt OT while you're all scurrying away underground?
Wow.
Wow. Yikes.
I think that Celine is still solidly in the, like, she's gonna explain it away to not be her fault in her head and be mm-hmm. like, wipe her hands off, like, not my problem. I'm not, she's gonna be like, I'm not part of that anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just taking over the mine, right? But, like, are they keeping the same workers? Did they fire everybody?
I don't know. I got kind of lost on it because I feel like, one, they started doing shit before we even got there.
Yeah.
So on one hand, it's on them, baby. But I think part of the people doing shit was Ratma and Co. So she left. So my assumption is, yeah, you're right, Bachman. They'll show up and privatize the mine and, you know, ain't our problem.
They'll just slowly get worse and worse in the town.
Hey, that's life. You know. That's life. All right?
But yeah, I don't feel like Celine is at the point to feel bad about that right now.
Yeah.
I'm not emotionally prepared.
I feel like Rourke should.
I feel like, yeah, Rourke and Chuck should feel bad about it. Like, Screech and Selena makes sense. We're shitheads.
Chuck
and we're
doesn't
from here.
Because this is not the first town he's left at the minute.
So you're like, I'm not going to be hurt by this because I've already steeled my heart to not be hurt. Because I've been hurt so many
exactly.
times.
And I feel like we've implied that we've been in Rhymeford more or less the longest of any of the places.
Can I just say my brain just had a real, like... not revelation. What
Epiphany?
Do you call it? When you, yeah, that. Which is that? What can we dig into to make Chuck cry? Like, can we dig into Chuck's psyche?
Yeah, give us some knives. You give them all to Michael. Give us knives.
Yeah,
I've said five.
I know, but I want to get into it more.
I explicitly told the squirrel guy. The squirrel guy was like there one time when I was saying a few of them.
No, you have to look me in the eye. You have to make sure I'm listening. You have to say this is a knife, and then say it.
Starman 1987 says favorite Nickelodeon show or favorite short-lived Nickelodeon show.
Ren and Stimpy. It was always my favorite. I was obsessed with it.
That makes sense.
It's so good.
It is. It was so gross.
I mean, I was a big Legends of the Hidden Temple fan. I loved that shit.
I'm a Christian. Yeah. So Legend of the Hidden Temple promoted alternative lifestyle.
There's a temple there. It was bad.
Ren and Stimpy was idolation. Too gross. It scared me. Yeah.
Nick Arcade was so fucking cool.
No.
Except.
Too scary. Too scary.
But yeah, it was bad because like they never fully explained like what you're. Legend of the Hidden Temple had this problem too because they only like loosely explained what you're supposed to do to the contestants.
Yeah, yeah. So like that, it was really hard for them, and all of a sudden a guy comes out and grabs. Like, oh, they can't do the silver monkeys. Like, no, guys, it was weird. And there was always a guy about to grab my 15-year-old ass out of nowhere. It's culturally appropriate. This guy from New Jersey dressed up in full, like, Aztec gear is going to just grab me. Like, sorry about this.
Yeah. Nick Arcade, they, like, the end of that show, they send you into the video zone. And it's just a fucking weather screen. They put you in front of a green screen. And you have to do it just like a weather person does. You watch a monitor on the side and try and reconcile.
I would love to see behind the scenes of that. Do you have that, yeah. Bachman, of them being like, I don't know what the fuck to do. Like, climb down the stairs.
I don't have it, but that's what they're doing. And, like, there's no collision. You have to grab things that are not real. And there's no collision detection. You know it's just a guy who's like, yeah, they got that.
They hit
a button.
Yeah, they got
but,
that.
Like, sometimes they clearly got it and they don't hit the button.
Can I be honest, though? I was less of a Nickelodeon gal and more of a Cartoon Network gal.
Whoa.
The stuff that I was into was more on there.
No.
I feel like when I was younger, Nickelodeon. When I was older, Cartoon Network.
Like, to the extent that, like, so...
Sorry. Okay. I feel like I just had a, you know, that was that... joke or whatever, like a bit of fat dissolve, you burn a bit of fat and a memory unlocks.
I don't think I know that, but I like that.
Secret World of Alex Mack.
Oh yeah.
Can
I just praise,
definitely watch that.
One time my friend and I like concentrated as the other, focused on making ourselves turn into goo to see if we could do it.
Goo.
Yeah, that was a great show. Oh, Space Ghost.
There you go, Jennifer. I got you.
Oh, that's okay. So this, okay, Bachman, you queued me up so perfectly because there was always, Brack was on like all the time. And to the extent that my, there was a short, and you can look it up, with Brack is driving a truck and Freddie Prinze Jr. is hitchhiking and gets in the truck and they sing a song called I'm Riding Down Highway 40 in My Big Old Pickup Truck.
That's my rules.
And my grandma would sing it also to me because it was like different voices. It'd be like, sing like fishies. I'm riding down highway 40. Yeah, I thought Brack was like the funniest thing in the world. Brack and Space Ghost.
My big old pickup
truck. I was super into Pirates of Dark Water. I watched like various like animes that were dubbed over. Like, I definitely remember watching Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
I feel like Samurai
Dragon Ball
Cats.
Z. Dragon Ball Z.
I don't know that I watched Dragon Ball Z, or I don't remember it. I was more into the Sailor Moon, but I was also into the like, because I was just looking up like early 2000s, it was Toonami. It was whatever was on Toonami.
Reboot.
Oh, Code Geass.
Oh, I'm making a Toonami channel, and it's going to be wild.
Yeah, I need that.
You got it. That's the one. Do like a Discord night on that.
Reboot.
I don't know that I really watched Reboot.
Can I give it?
I hated that show.
Shut the fuck up.
Thundercats. I was hugely into
that show. Was boring. I watched like all the early.
Did you not
shut
see
the
how
fuck up.
You didn't see how sexy Chitara was?
No, Lane. Reboot is the coolest show.
It's good.
It's whatever. But then when Bob. Shout out Bob and Nika. If you were to watch this, you would have had such a hard on for Bob. You little freak. We all did. When Bob went into the net, and then, you know, they go from like, hey, what's his nuts and the mermaid are 8. And then the next season, what's his nuts is jacked and big and mermaid girl's hot. And it was like apocalyptic.
Do you guys remember the reboot episode where it was like warning incoming game and it was a hentai game?
Yeah, the hentai game. It was one of those side scrollers where you had to shoot away the bricks. This is not the right reboot.
I also watched a lot of Johnny Quest, weirdly.
I love Johnny Quest.
I gotta get Johnny Quest. It's on my list for my Boomerang channel.
Man, that shit was so good.
What's the main character's name in Reboot? The little boy.
I think it's Glitch Bob.
Bob is, I know Bob.
Yeah, Bob is the adult man.
He's an adult man. Guys, if I don't, like, I gotta figure out a way to watch Pirates of Dark Water, because I love that fucking show.
Doesn't it only have one season?
I think it only has, like, one season. Yeah, it literally only has 21 episodes, and I love that shit.
It's like half a season.
I just remember the flying guy, he would eat melons all the time, and I'm like, those melons look so good. And the water, it was scary.
Let's do another rapid fire, okay. And some of these are going to be character/player specific. Also from Dead Chicken, question for everyone. What's it like knowing there are human beings that you will never meet who are madly in love with you? Well, I've met you. Next question.
Oh, yeah. Name 10.
Name 10.
I feel like that makes me really happy because I have the same thing for other people. And like, I hope it makes them happy that there's people out there that I'm like obsessed with, you know? It makes me happy. I like that.
Does still blow my mind because I feel like I'm the most boring person.
That's not true.
So I appreciate it. I understand it, but don't understand it, but welcome it.
Yeah.
Don't clip this, but slightly since we stopped reading reviews, it has been easier to like ignore or like pretend like it's not real. So shout out to that, which is sometimes helpful because with reading reviews, it's like, oh my God, this is crazy. All these people are real.
Yeah.
Jennifer, where does Celine see herself in 2 months, 2 years, and 10 years?
Man, I feel like if you were like, Celine, like, tell me where you're going to be in a year, she would break out in a cold sweat. Because I think that she is such, I think that we have not seen Celine fully deal with what, the fact that she has left the OT and like her whole like family and life behind. I think she's in that like mode where she like, you know, like when you fall and you like injure yourself and you're like, I'm fine. And you can like, you got that little bit of adrenaline to keep going and then it comes back to you later. I think that's what's going to happen. So I think we may see Celine acting out.
No.
And not like acting out, like being mean, but like doing weird stuff. Because she's very repressed in many ways.
So. Yeah, so you're going to like get a weird haircut, get a tattoo.
Well, I mean, she is getting a weird haircut. She has to, because we're going back to the Capitol and people are going to be able to recognize me.
Running through the house with a pickle in your mouth?
I'm going to be running through the house with a pickle in my mouth. 100%.
Rourke, what was the best festival you've ever been to? / will go to.
It was for sure the one where I met Stephanie and we just really bonded over those 3 days that turned into a week because there was just this huge magic storm that happened and we got stuck and then there was just crazy diseases that rampaged and it was just wild.
That sounds so much fun.
It's honestly, that's when Stephanie died because she just wouldn't stop partying.
Mm-hmm. This sounds like like this year's Burning Man.
She died doing what she loved.
Dying. Bachman, how many backup characters do you currently have lined up?
0.
Yeah, I feel like that's always true, right? Except for that one time?
No, the one time I had a bunch just because, like, you know, people made so many characters and I felt bad not using them. No. Outside of, did you not know that?
I didn't know. Well, I knew that, but not knew it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that's why you did it.
Yeah.
You're referring to Bear Charger to...
Right, yeah, all the way to Jet Razor. I don't really have anything lined up. If, if Michael kills this character, I don't have a fallback plan. I'm kind of fucked.
Yeah, I feel like you didn't have none of us really had. I had a lot of backup characters, but not in a real way, but like, oh, this would be fun to do. Some of them are really bad ideas, but I feel like now more than ever, you don't have a backup character. You explicitly have a level 20 character you're shooting for.
I do, yeah, and I'm working towards him, and I will slap a junior on that character sheet so fast.
Tim, if you could have redone any scene / scenario in Campaign Toon, what would it be?
None. I'm good with it.
Redone.
And I do feel like that's like a slight callback to the apple in Aludra's brother's grave. But since we just dealt with that again. So yeah, David commissioned Jennifer and I to go back through and listen to, one, the original episode where Harper threw the apple in Aludra's brother's grave. And then take the... what's up, David? Take the dialogue that Mr. Red did for the most recent season of Tales from the Foaming Tankard, patreon.com.
Yeah, honestly, /dndpodcast, you gotta get on that.
And where he used a time-breaking, dimension-hopping adventure to allow Britrap to help solve that, if that makes sense. It shouldn't, because it's pretty confusing. But basically what happened is Mr. Red, as Harper, gets distracted by Britrap showing up through a time vortex, and then no longer throwing an apple in to the grave of Aludra. All that being said, I no longer feel bad about it. That scene was hilarious.
It was so funny.
I didn't remember it being funny. I don't know why I thought it wasn't, and it was rude, but
it's a gift in retrospect.
It's a gift in retrospect. I didn't know the way, like, listening to the episode again, it was like, oh, who gives a shit? This is like, clearly, he's being he's being bad. And it's like him joking about like not helping. And then Jennifer and I are joking back and forth. It was clearly not a big deal. So I guess the number one thing I would change is me regretting that for any amount of time. But that's not.
So Tim's like, I've never made a bad choice.
Yeah, I've gone from one bad choice to 0 now.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Starman 1987 asked a question in the chat that I thought was fun. Anyone care to share a fictional character you had a crush on when you were really young? For me, it was Jade from Jackie Chan Adventures.
Ah. Which one didn't I?
Fictional, not necessarily animated, correct?
Yeah, because what I was going to say, and I'll just put it right out there. I don't remember like an animated Jesus. Character. I did have, I think that I've said before, I had a huge crush on Han Solo, which like, of course.
Yeah.
But I also was like deeply, deeply, deeply into Redwall. And like, I think I like actually kind of wrote like, Matthias, the mouse, like fan fiction.
Hell yeah.
Or Matemia, I forget which one. I don't know if I actually wrote it or if I just like, I think it was just be like while I was like going to sleep at night, I would just like write fan fiction in my brain of the two mice kissing each other, cornflower.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. I was so into Redwall that I would like, when I was supposed to be getting ready for school, I would like hide like kind of behind my bed and like be reading it. And my mom would be like, Jennifer, what are you doing? Get ready. Like, no. I'm trying to read my Redwall.
Sorry, I thought I knew the character's name. Who from Recess? Is it Spinelli? Is that a character?
Yeah.
So I didn't have a crush on her.
The beanie?
The beanie. Mm. I didn't have a crush on her until it was implied that she had a crush on the main character. And then I had a crush.
The crushes are happening? Are we doing crushes?
We doing crushes now? It was a crush on the implied, like, best friend that's cool that could all of a sudden have a crush on you? That was an early one for sure. Mm. And then Bulma.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Rinoa from Final Fantasy VIII. Mm. I don't know how to say her name correctly.
Penny Robinson from the Lost in Space movie.
I gotta look this up right now.
The one with Matt LeBlanc?
That was Lacey Chabert.
Oh, she's the girl from Party of Five?
Yeah.
Oh, I fucking would die for her. I had the hugest crush on her as well. Thank you for that. We are brothers.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. That's a good choice.
I had a crush on the girl from Mean Girls whose dad invented the toaster strudel.
Gretchen Wieners.
Gretchen Wiener. But from something she did. I don't know what her name is. She did something before that had a crush on her. And then when she showed up there, I was like, hell yeah. Now she's a right-wing shithead, which does suck.
Oh.
Oh.
Captain Janeway and 7 of 9 in the chat.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great one. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I really love Tom Cruise in Legend. I really loved Cary Elwes in Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I thought he was just so hot, so sexy.
Any final thoughts, gang?
I kind of want to talk about Touched by an Angel.
Go ahead.
We used to watch that all the time.
All the time because like I feel like I put it in the same category as a different show that I was way more obsessed with, which was Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
Yes, because it was on CBS. Those were both CBS shows.
And it was like there's a woman and she's a doctor in the past.
That's why I was not allowed to watch it.
But I literally genuinely my family was like, we can't watch Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman anymore because there was an episode where there was like a trial about like evolution or something. And they're like, we can't watch Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman anymore.
I thought you were going to say, I'm pretty sure they did an episode about abortion too.
That does not surprise me. Like, at
and
all.
I could see Jane some Seymour. People being like, I can't.
Could they be pro-abortion in that show?
I think it was one of those where it was like an emergency kind of thing.
Mm.
And they had to do it. It was framed very much where it's not like the woman came and was like, I would like two abortions, please.
Hey, I hate this baby in my belly.
Yeah. Make it fall out.
It's about to come out in 2 minutes. Can you shoot it, please? possibly, because oddly enough, in a lot of real ways, we have regressed as a society.
Yeah. Well, no, that's all. I just needed to talk about Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman for a second.
Okay.
I think that's pretty much.
I would watch at least one season of a reboot of that if they did one.
I'm probably just having like a weird like fever dream or something, but I could have swore
they did reboot it.
That they did, or they like
we're talking about reboot.
Yeah, for yeah reboot. there is a proposed reboot.
I love reboot. When Enzo gets big, did I talk about that already?
For Dr. Quinn.
Man, yeah, no, I definitely remember the dude in Dr. Quinn being like, he's so handsome. Joe Lando.
Oh my God, you know what we used to watch all the time? It was like two shows. They were like my dad's favorite show, and we used to watch them all the time. One, Home Improvement.
Oh my God, loved Home Improvement. Loved Home Improvement.
My name's Tim.
Two, Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yes.
We watched those all the time.
I mean, they're classics, you know?
Yeah. I had a crush on the Holes from Holes.
Well, all right. But there were a lot of holes in the Holes.
They posted so many holes in Holes.
How could you even pick which one?
I know, exactly.
You just love them all. You just love the concept
of
Holes.
Can't pick one.
No, it's just the actor trying to get one made, but nobody wants it.
Boo. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us for this loose and lazy, quote unquote, mailbag. We will see you next week with maybe a real episode where you're not sure.
We'll see. Yet. Or maybe we'll it'll be something special.
Who knows? Yeah.
It'll be a little treat for you to find out.
I'm pitching something special, meaning I'm not going to do something special. I'm pitching for
someone else
that had a special idea to do it. That's my vote.
Yeah.
Wink. Wink.
I think we just end it. Fuck all the other shit.
Yeah.
We're not giving away dice. We didn't open the thing. You know, let's just end it.
No.
So, bye.
Should we plug ourselves?
Okay.
Fuck it.
Oh.
Well, bye. I mean, I think people want to plug.
Bye. No, who gives a shit?
What? I think people would want to plug themselves up there.
David could always pull a plug from a previous end.
No, don't do that. No.
Why don't you want to plug?
I stopped streaming.
No, you did not.
That's so fucking funny.
No, that's perfect. That's how it needs to
David,
be.
Yeah, David, pick any time that feels good just to cut it.
Yeah.
No, he's gone.
He really did. No, that was funny. That was
the right call.
Perfect utilization of that. All right.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.